The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA. And KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. A show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with your loyal host, Nathan Ross, CPA. Glad to have another week's opportunity to speak with people about planning, primarily and specifically future retirement wealth that's going to be required when you finally decide to cut the cord on whatever your day-to-day earned income streams are. And by that time, we hope to have you well on your way to some passive strategies that are going to generate significant cash flow. And we don't believe in just getting by once you get to retirement. We want to thrive. We want to have the opportunity for not only easily covering our bills, but aspirational spending in terms of travel, in terms of family activities, doing what you would do if you could wake up tomorrow morning and do anything that you cared to do, as opposed to going to a job. Forgive me, I've got some phones to deal with here. In any event, I want to expound a bit on the disclaimer that the producer read on the way in, and just indicate that we're going to be discussing a lot of tax and financial strategies, and want to be very clear that I am not your CPA, unless I am your CPA. I know I have quite a few of my clients that listen. They know I'm their CPA. They've paid a bunch of money to me to give them guidance on everything from Roth conversions to investing in private syndications, retirement tax planning, and so at that point, we are most assuredly your accountant. So we want you to understand that we know nothing about your specific facts and circumstances until that day arrives, if it arrives. And the answer to anything you might ask any CPA is maybe. Might whatever it is, it might apply or might not, depends on your facts and circumstances. And there's no question that under the tax code, we have significant ability to control what your tax is going to be next year. It's hard to do anything about last year, although ironically, if you take action before June 15th with respect to our flagship strategy, the 401 Trust, we can affect the prior year tax in some cases. Again, it's a big maybe unless you have the specific facts we would need to be able to do that. In any event, you're welcome. If you'd like to call in during the show, you can either call in, you can email me, you can text me. I'll give you a number for text. The call number is 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV. The email address is Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, at npross.com. And then you can text me at 713-589-8727, and that will come through to me. It actually comes through our office phone system, but rest assured I'll get it. That number is 281-589-8727. And then, I get assorted emails each week. I know people are listening to us, even though we may not get many phone calls. That actually works out okay for me. Although I like the help, I like the challenge. And if you ask me something that I'm not real certain of, as there's many questions that would fall into that category, I will advise you that I will reserve the right to to revise and extend my remarks, just like our congressmen do at almost every hearing that I've ever watched on C-SPAN or otherwise. So anyway, all that said, it is May the 29th where you're at in the Central Time Zone. It is now May 30th, Sunday morning, here where I'm at, halfway around the world. And before any of you email me or text me, no, I do not know what the lottery numbers were for last night. Won't know that for another, 12 to 15 hours. So anyway, that's off the range of acceptability in terms of questions. As always, our focus is along the lines of, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money, or in our case, to help create significantly more wealth over the rest of your life? We're planners. Most other CPAs are reporters. If you'd like to discuss how we can do planning for you, feel free to schedule a phone call with me from the baplanner.com website, or better yet, go fill out the intake forms that show up next to that schedule a call link at the top of that site. And if you'll do that, we'll even go further. We'll prepare a 401 math illustration. Again, that's our flagship strategy for not only saving you big bucks in the current year or last year, as I mentioned, potentially, if you have the facts and circumstances, but going forward over the next 30 years of your life, it will literally, that structure will double the amount of your retirement wealth. So the next time you hear someone say, as you will hear it many times in the space we operate in, just go ahead and liquidate your retirement funds, pay the tax. You're going to make so much money in our real estate program or syndications, you won't miss it. And I'm here to tell you that that is absolute insane talk, and that you should start to question everything else you're being told by the folks that espouse that theory. Now, truthfully, a lot of the folks that say that just don't know better, and everything else they're telling you is, it's maybe. It's the same answer as I'm going to give you without knowing your facts and circumstances. And if you don't bother to ask someone how they define retirement, what's your number? How much after-tax income do you need? And further, if they don't bother to ask you how many dollars you have today to get started, whatever they're telling you is maybe. There's no way to know when you can retire if you don't know those variables. You know, 5 years or less, that'd be wonderful. And it may happen. If you got over $1 million in retirement savings now and you define retirement at something less than $100,000 after tax, great. You're a perfect candidate to retire in 5 years or less. Or if you're going to undertake syndications where you're the person, the guy or gal, that leads the transactions, where you get an override, yes, you can retire in 5 years or less. That, however, is very much an anomaly with respect to the large majority of the members that join those platforms. But anyway, we'll talk more about this. We'll explain to you how we can help you achieve your dreams and objectives in retirement. And just remember, knowing which code section to execute under makes a big difference. I hear the music coming, so we're getting ready to have our first break. Again, 281-558-5738. Look forward to returning from the break.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com, or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Okay, so Sarah, I'm dropping you off at Emily's?
Yep.
And Josh, you're going to?
Soccer, Dad.
Soccer practice.
Right. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to let you know when I pick you both up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, and my dorky dad hat, and I'm gonna do my dad dance for all your friends. They'll love it!
Seriously? Why?
Because I like my short shorts. Of course, I could be talked out of it if you guys would just buckle up your seatbelts without giving me a hard time.
It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. And sometimes, all it takes is your parental powers of persuasion.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Good choice. I'll just have to do my dad dance at dinner time.
What?
No!
Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Power on with Electric Consultants for all your commercial and residential electrical needs. Here's a power tip. Faulty circuit breaker panels can cause fires. Be smart and safe. Schedule a breaker panel tune-up every 5 years. Want guaranteed power during and after the storm? Call Electric Consultants for Champion generators in stock now with a 10-year warranty for replacement parts and 2 years on labor. Plus, the first 10 callers receive a full home surge protector valued at $120. Call 281-547-8576. Electric Consultants. Power on.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going
okay,
nowhere.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross. And as any of you know that have heard the show before, that is my theme song. Whether Neil knew it or not, he wrote the perfect song to describe typical financial planning with respect to retirement strategies. And the average prospect that contacts me is well and way behind the eight ball in terms of their retirement wealth that they're going to need. And we're going to need it for multiple reasons. It's not just for paying your bills out to, I don't know, age 85 to 90, depending on whether you're male or female. The new life expectancy tables, including those used by the IRS, put us males at 85 to 86 years old. Females are 88 to 90. And, you know, the cost of everything has and will continue to go up. In fact, it's probably going to go up faster now than any point in our lifetime, with the roughly $12 trillion that was either spent in 2020 or will be spent here in 2021. With little or no additional tax collections, and with an attitude by our congressman, I saw one Democratic representative, it's been 3 or 4 weeks ago now, when the Biden administration first announced the latest round of $6 to $7 trillion, that he wasn't sure we needed to worry about paying for any of this yet, which means we're going to borrow. And when you understand that the true deficit now, not the one that we will admit to, is in the $130 trillion range, and that each taxpayer's piece of that obligation, that's the real liability level that exists for all the mandates we already have. But each taxpayer share is about $830,000, if I recall the latest number. You can go to truthinaccounting.org if you really want to get your blood pressure up. It's a sad depiction of not just our federal deficit, but of the top 75 cities. They've got individual reports, and most of the top 75 are in similar situations. The difference is they can't print money like the feds. And when you understand that, then you might ask, well, how much have we printed? Well, just in 2020 alone, somewhere between 30 to 35% of the $30 trillion in deficit that we'll talk about happened in 2020. The real number is about 130. And again, the way our country's fiscal folks calculate the deficit, they'll acknowledge the $30 trillion, as they look at anything that we might be able to change legislatively, Social Security, Medicare, et cetera, fall in that camp, where maybe we won't get paid what we thought we were. And so they don't claim that as legitimate debt. We're the only country in the G7, and probably bigger, if you could broaden that net, that take that tact. All the other countries book the liabilities, just like you and I would if we were reporting under generally accepted accounting principles. I'm going to go to a caller. I have Cheryl in Tomball calling in. Cheryl, how can we help you today?
Hi, Nathan. So if someone already has their IRA money invested in multifamily syndications as a passive, can that be rolled over into a self-directed 401 trust? And if so, why would they want to do that? Or what's the benefit or advantage of doing that?
Yeah, those are great questions. And in today's, and I'm going to say within the last two or three months since you started seeing literally 43.8% capital gains rates being bantered about for those that have a significant amount of capital gain income, which is in large measure, that's a lot of our clients. There's even now a much larger incentive to do so, but you already had the incentive, and you know we've been practicing in the IRA arena literally 20 years now, so we understand the difference between an IRA and more recently the 401 trust, or what a lot of IRA custodians refer to as the solo K. The solo K is a marketing term, I'll point out. You won't see it mentioned in the tax code. You will see the phrase a qualified trust created pursuant to IRC or Internal Revenue Code Section 401, which is why I refer to the version we use as a 401 trust. And by the way, as you look at options for solo Ks, a solo K set of documents is not a solo K, is not a solo K, is not a solo K across various custodians. All the plans that any of us use are prototype plans that Department of Labor and or IRS or and IRS have agreed that the provisions in those plans are something they have, quote, blessed, I guess, and we can use them without fear of implementing incorrect rules. But the reality is we use a very rich version, provides for all the provisions that we know we will need potentially to execute planning over the next period of time, and others don't. You know, it depends on your level of tax expertise. Most IRA custodians don't have CPAs or tax attorneys staffing their CSR functions, so they tend to use a more vanilla set of documents. But that said, you know, if you're already in an IRA, and I know there are many, we helped set up quite a few of these over the years. We've done what we can to convert those folks over to the 401 trust. But there's a second layer of tax involved with the self-directed IRA, and I will fully acknowledge that most IRA account holders, I hear webinars, I hear radio shows, podcasts, et cetera, featuring folks that, you know, literally turned $100,000 into $2 million over 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And there's it's highly unlikely that that occurred post-tax, because if you earn money, and I mean net taxable income, I don't mean cash flow. So in a normal real estate syndication involving multifamily, you will have cash flows before you have taxable income. If you have taxable income in a deal, you know, shy of exiting or selling that property, you've really hit a grand slam in terms of performance, because most real estate transactions, due to the depreciation that's claimed, will generate cash flows well in advance of taxable income. Now, there's nuances there. If you're in a property that's taking advantage of some of the accelerated depreciation we can undertake now, okay, year one, maybe year two, you might not have taxable income, but that taxable income is going to start faster if you've undertaken accelerated depreciation. But let's cut to the chase. Here's the real reason, okay? 43.8% capital gain rates. And when you look at the IRA tax brackets, it uses the same tax brackets as the trust do. So a non-retirement plan trust, like you've got a grantor trust, you're leaving some money to your kids via the trust mechanism in general, and there's a lot of different flavors. And by the way, those are strategies we look at as well for our clients. It's just the 401 trust kind of sits at the top of that list, and once you have one of those, you get a lot of the corollary benefits. You have creditor protection. You have the ability to control your money without it being the grantor-type trust. But anyway, tax-wise, once you reach $13,500, you're in the maximum tax bracket of the trust tax world. And that is currently 37%, going to go to 39.8, plus the net investment income tax potentially for that money. And that is a tax that your IRA pays. And so you've just eliminated at least 40% of your gain off that transaction goes away, goes to the IRS. Versus the 401 trust, which doesn't pay tax on passive real estate investments. So you could invest in the same partnership, have an IRA account, invest that one as a member. You could also invest your 401. One will pay the tax, the first round of tax. You're going to pay the second round when you take money out down the road, whereas the 401 pays no tax on the first round, and it will pay the same tax rate in most cases, not every case, but pretty much most, once you take money out. We already know what that looks like. I've run analysis that show it's about the same level of tax, even with the current capital gains rates, which are much lower, depending on how much recapture applies and other reportable issues on the K-1 that comes out. So again, the main reason that you would want to roll over to a 401 before you exit is to avoid what we call the leverage tax or UDFI tax, which is a component of the UBIT tax. A lot of acronyms being thrown around here. Just suffice it to say, you're going to pay tax twice unless you relist that ownership over to a 401, which we do routinely. We know exactly how to do it, and something we'd be happy to work with you on. And then collaterally, if these capital gains tax rates change, then you've got double the reason, almost, not quite, but almost, to change. So I hope that answers the question. And, you know, for those of you that are sitting on those investments, I get this phone call a lot or this email asking this, and I'm telling you, now's the time like never before. Regardless of what you think the capital gains rate will end up at, it is going to change. There's no doubt in my mind. Well, I hear the music again, so we're coming up to the second break. Again, for questions, call me, 281-558-KSEV, or 281-558-5738, or email me at nathan@nprossinvestments.com, or send me a text, 713-589-8727.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
KSEV and its advertisers want to thank you, the listeners, for all your continued support. Without you supporting our advertisers, there would not be a Voice of Texas. We stand behind our clients, and if you're looking to boost and grow your business, join the great team at KSEV and its loyal audience by calling a member of our sales staff at 281-588-4800. That's 281-588-4800. KSEV, loyal listeners and dependable advertisers, are the Voice of Texas. Universal Propane Grill and Light is where all the grill masters shop for top-tier quality products to barbecue or cook a great piece of meat. Owner Bob Fulton always emphasizes to me the importance of selling a great quality product, whether it's a new grill or one of the many outdoor kitchen accessories. Don't be fooled by buying products online. I assure you, you're not getting what you're paying for. Stop by Universal Propane Grill and Light and allow Bob Fulton to explain and inform you on true quality products. With the huge showroom floor at Universal Propane Grill and Light, you're able to get a hands-on education. Universal Propane Grill and Light stands behind their products. No knockoffs that will corrode, break down, and fall apart after a few uses. Shop where all the grill masters go. Universal Propane Grill and Light, 9106 FM 1960 West, just west of 249. Give Bob a call today at 281-894-8878 or visit their website, gasgrillwarehouse.com. Universal Propane Grill and Light.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, and we're going to continue discussing some of the strategies that we work with and or we work on and with clients to execute. And I should bring up, I guess, you know, who actually connects with us? Who's our typical client? And in almost every case, they're behind on saving for retirement, or at least they will be once they understand that. You know, the $1 million threshold of yesteryear is now $2 million based on things like long-term health care cost and inflation, et cetera. And the problem is it's really more than $2 million because most, well, none of us really understand how much our silent partner owns in those funds. And you may tell me when you fill out our intake forms that, you know, you've got $1.2 million or $300,000, as the case may be. And I will tell you right now, I don't even need to know how much you want to spend in retirement or how you define retirement. I can tell you don't have enough. And you say, well, you know, gee, that's impossible. Well, consider for a moment that about 50% of all American couples will spend upwards of $800,000 in retirement on healthcare alone. And that's not just the going to the doctor stuff, that includes long-term healthcare. And for those of you that think that's a little bit hokey, I'll just tell you firsthand experience. I had a father pass away about 6 months ago now, 85 years old, fell and broke a hip in two places, which is, you know, the beginning of the end, as many of us know, and was in a skilled nursing facility for just a month. Could have been 10 years had it happened when he was 75. $7,500 a month, not counting the doctor bills. You can do the math. And so what happens in these situations is if you're married, or even if you're not, the Medicare rules will force you to spend down your family's wealth to a point before they will cover those costs. So you will bankrupt your spouse. And I've seen this happen more than a few times. And so we use assorted financial products, not just real estate. Real estate is absolutely our driver. It's the big money engine. But we also use some other financial tools to mitigate the risk that your long-term health care coverage will put you in bankruptcy in retirement. It's a very real concern. And I'll tell you that most of the folks that connect with me have already decided, they agree with me, that real estate is the preferred vehicle for generating wealth. And they want to work with someone that understands how to analyze the math regarding, you know, each of their opportunities to invest in these multifamily projects. They also collaterally have the majority of their family's net worth held in either IRAs, 401s, 403s, 457s, SEP plans. These are all the typical employer retirement plan options, and they're all alike in one sense. You cannot control your money to invest them in what I call REPs, which is real estate private placement syndications, specifically in multifamily apartments. And it's the way average people can invest money as little as $25,000 to $50,000 into transactions that you would otherwise need a $5 to $10 million ticket to get into on Wall Street with private equity. And we've got some of the best platforms right here in Houston. Each one has a little bit different focus. There's reasons why you might select one over the other. You've got access, Texas, not just Houston. You've got the Lifestyles Group. You've got Brad Sumrock Apartment Mastery out of Dallas, Michael Blanc, Devin Elder, Robert Martinez. You can go down the list of folks that are either a membership platform or a syndicator that you can invest directly with. We like, and I'm a member of, another Houston platform. It's called Total Wealth Academy. Steve Davis operates that platform. And by the way, today was their first annual expo. It had a crawfish boil. We were sponsors. I hope some of you were able to attend. I heard the weather was nice or nice enough. But anyway, we like Steve's platform for assorted reasons. I am happy to have the discussion with you. If you're thinking about joining, connect with me. Let me explain why you might want one over the other. And literally, it is one over the other. You might find any of the ones I mentioned to meet your objectives. And if you just want a sanity check of sorts, let me know. Let me know what your objectives are, and I'll tell you. But I'll also tell you, I think the widest... the breadth of the program, the depths of the program, I like what Steve does at Total Wealth Academy. You can listen to Steve every day on KSEV here, same station, 2 p.m. when his show comes on. And Steve gets it. He understands the education required and the options required to help you succeed in generating significant retirement wealth. Let's see. I was going to mention, keeping on going down my bullets here on the profile of our typical client, I have many clients that contact us now after, I'd say December was probably the high water mark on Google searches for Roth conversions. Absolutely a strategy that you could consider or should consider. It's a 5 to 10 year plan the way we execute it, because there's not an optimal position to convert $1 million unless you just want to pay tax. We would look to convert a piece of that money each year down, if we can get you in the 20-24% tax bracket, because we realize that the tax rates are historically low. Think of it as a big sell, maybe as much as a 50% off sell on tax brackets. And if you can pay tax on your retirement funds now, in other words, you establish how much that ownership level is that silent partner has, in other words, the government share, then you can do that now, and everything thereafter is not subject to income tax on those dollars. So if you go invest in an apartment building, you generate returns of 10 to 30% a year, which is what we see on average, tax-free income the rest of your life. We set the mark. We draw a line in the sand and say no more. Now, before you get all excited, does that mean you go convert $1 million? No. It's just as insane to do that, or not quite as insane, because you actually get something at the end of that process, which is a get-out-of-jail-free card, so to speak. But it still overlooks the fact that you've got a lot of little geese laying those golden compounded eggs on the investment you have now, and we want to try to optimize that conversion. And that's what we do with our clients. We look at their anticipated cash flow needs for the future. We look at the tax rates they're in now. We look at the tax rates we keep seeing being bantered about in the media and otherwise. And we take a chunk at a time. We digest bite-sized pieces instead of taking the whole amount out so that you're still making significant or you're still undertaking significant wealth accumulation, albeit you're getting a piece of it, you're not getting it all, versus the trade-off of giving up some of the geese that are laying those golden eggs to satisfy the tax and then getting the tax-free income there on out. And a couple notable issues about the Roth 401, which we include in every trust that we adopt for our clients, it is not subject to the leverage tax like the Roth IRA is. Big difference over the next 30 years of your life. It does, however, have required minimum distributions, unlike the Roth IRA. And so I know a lot of people say, well, wait a minute, there's no way you pay tax on a Roth, right? No, there is a way, and it's called leveraged real estate investment, or leveraged anything. You're going to pay the unrelated debt finance income tax component of the UBIT, or unrelated business income tax. And that's, again, $13,500 of taxable income, you're in the highest bracket. So the Roth IRA is great, and we do use Roth IRAs as we're staging funds for your retirement. So, you know, as we're moving money over to get ready for the year that you're going to need to pay your bills because you no longer have the job or the trade or business in this case, or both, you know, we're going to use that Roth IRA. So we feel like everyone should, not necessarily tomorrow, but maybe next week, does have a sense of urgency, go open a Roth IRA account and put a dollar in it if you don't already have one, because there's a five-year clock. It's the five-year rule on being able to pull money out, and money including profits. Now, you can pull your contributions out at any point, but you know, we want to go past that at some point. So you need to have met the five-year, 59-and-a-half-year-old rule to be able to take profits out. Still let you control your money. You can still pay yourself. By the way, the 401 trust, I didn't mention it. I usually do. It's the 401 that pays you. And I know you're constantly hearing, well, you know, 401 doesn't pay you. You pay it. You don't control your money. And so on and so forth. That's just a lack of knowledge, whoever's telling you that. The 401 trust, you certainly can pay yourself. I've got 42-year-olds that have paid themselves the day after we get their funds rolled over. That means, yes, they're willing to pay the tax and the penalty, should they care to, but it's only on a smidgen of that account. It's not the entirety. So, and you do that with your eyes open. If you're working with us, you just don't go take a distribution. So in any event, you can control your money, invest in real estate, and then do whatever makes you happy. Some people call that retirement. It's anything but in the case of most of our clients. It's doing something differently. It's doing whatever they would do if they didn't have to go to a job when they get out of bed in the morning. And for some people, they would go to the job. They like the job. So in any event, we want to make it possible for you to control your activities later in life. Let's see. The you know, the private syndication market, I've alluded to it several times already. It not only is it absolutely the best asset space, but it's the hottest thing going for those that are trying to adjust, let's say, or rebalance depleted portfolios. And we'll come back to this after the break. I hear the music. I don't want to get started just yet, but we'll talk about some of the issues and how you assess syndications and see if we can't expose you to some of those issues. Again, if you want to call in, 281-558-5738. Or email me, Nathan@npross.com.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. healvets.org.
Dr. David Mobley is on call.
The purpose of the show is take your calls and chat with you about your health care.
The Houston Methodist Health Hour.
And I want you to join me to talk about your health issues or somebody that you care about, something you've heard, something you've read, something you're curious about. I may or may not have an answer, but I'll give it the best shot that I can.
The Houston Methodist Health Hour, Monday and Tuesday afternoons at 1 on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Welcome back to the Be A Planner show with Nathan Ross. Before I go back into the syndication discussion, I wanted to take another caller. We've got Nick from Northwest Houston. You've got a question. I see the notes now about a 1031 exchange with respect to the Biden proposal. So okay, tell me specifically.
I'm thinking about getting into real estate and buying some single family property. And okay. I was going to buy and hold and then try to create a legacy and leaving to my son, and I was thinking about, I was hoping to use the 1031 exchange, but I've heard that that's under danger now of being maybe going I think the Biden administration is trying to are looking into stopping that, and I was wondering if that it might be something that I should consider before I invest in the single family, if to wait and see what's going to happen with that, or do you think there's a remote chance?
I would answer the question this way. I would not wait simply because of tax reasons. I mean, look, we're going to have tax reasons. We've had them for all of our adult life, and we're going to have them going forward. And the fact that the 1031 exchange may go away, and again, there's a lot of resistance in Congress. It's not just Republicans that own investment real estate. A lot of Democrats do too. And so none of this is a given, and I'm seeing more and more pushback. But, you know, that begs the question, why do we do 1031s in any event? Okay, I'm not necessarily a proponent when you can pay a 15% capital gain rate at times and have more flexibility. I would suggest to you that might be the better option. And I know that probably sounds like heresy coming from an accountant, but we're looking at the next 30 years, not the next 30 days. And so I would suggest there may be other ways. If you're considering about legacy issues, there may be other ways to help mitigate some of that by doing maybe a family entity to involve your son with ownership, so that you're kind of hedging your bet. Because it's not just the 1031 exchange. We also have the issue of the step-up in basis, which is on the radar as well. It's already been mentioned. And when you put those two together, it traps a lot more people than the ones making $400,000 a year, like, you know, the press talks about. So I would get started, though. Get started in real estate. Join one of these platforms. Have you ever owned single-family rentals, Nick? or is this your first attempt?
Yeah, it'd be my first time.
Well, I would definitely, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I understand what I just said a minute ago, that you don't have to join a platform. I get that. It's a new world now. Everybody is syndicating. If they've ever been an investor in a real estate partnership, now they are syndicating, and there's a wide range of sophistication. There's a wide range of performance. A lot of horses will get to the finish line, but some of them get there faster and win versus others that get there slower and do okay. A lot of bunts, a lot of singles, a lot of doubles, fewer grand slams. And I would suggest to you that until you join a platform, which is affords you the ability to learn from like-minded individuals, and I'm referring to the people like Nick and Nathan that have joined the program, I would tell you that the people running these platforms, while there is some value to their inputs, I would tell you could solely justify the membership fee based on being in a group of like-minded people that have done it before you and will share the strategies that work, the ones that didn't, et cetera. And that's worth the price of admission times 10 in many cases, especially if you're talking about multifamily. And then further, you might want to look into a platform like, again, the one I like, Total Wealth Academy, where Steve Davis will teach you not just how to undertake single family rentals. He'll discuss flips and wholesaling, which some of the other platforms do, but bottom line is you want to do it right. There's a good way, and there's many bad ways to undertake all the above, even single family rentals. I'll promise you, I've watched clients that owned half a dozen of them that then became interested and joined one of the mentor platforms and realized all the things they had done wrong. And that's a humbling experience at times, but hey, you can always make changes. And when you understand the metrics and the way that we do things to protect your investment, the light bulbs will come on, and you'll be fine. And by the way, we like single family rentals, but we love private syndications involving apartments. And Nick, how old are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm 70 years old now.
Oh, my God. Well, I shouldn't say it like that. I'm 61, but I'm just going to tell you, and you take this for what it's worth. This is free advice. And as Chris Christopherson said once, and me and Bobby McGee, you know, I can't remember the expression exactly, but it's freedom. It isn't worth nothing, but it's free. Okay, so take this advice that away. I thought I could do everything until I was about 45 on my own. Didn't need partners, et cetera, et cetera. I need partners, and I have a 401 trust. I invest in passive transactions. I like the young people that don't mind getting out of bed in the morning and go running those Class C apartments in a fashion that makes me money. And I'm going to suggest to you, if you've got the requisite amount of funds, I would move right to multifamily, get your education, work with somebody like us that understands the intersection of real estate taxation, retirement plan taxation, private syndications, and zero or low tax bracket math to maximize those dollars. At 70 years old, I don't know if you're behind the eight ball, because I don't know how you define retirement. I don't know how much money you have, but I can tell you it's almost never too late to change. I've done these trusts for people in their 80s, and they had a reason. They had a legacy, like you have mentioned, and they wanted to create a bigger asset than they have now. So get started. That's all I can tell you is get started. So anyway, okay. What else? Any other questions there?
No, I can't think of any.
Okay. Well, again, you've got several choices here in Houston, and I really like Steve Davis, Total Wealth Academy. I'd give them a call or sign up. Really, the best thing to do would be to go to their website at Total Wealth Academy or Google that, and you'll see a sign up for their free workshop. and Steve will expose you to some of the reasons that you should consider it. And again, may not be his program, but I know for a fact they do a pretty good job on single family rentals.
I'm actually
good luck to.
I'm a licensed insurance agent, and
are you?
And I got a, you know, in case something happens, I got a 10-year term that would leave my son quite a bit of money. But it's a 10-year term, and I got about 8 years ago on it to make money the other way through real estate. So hopefully I can make that money with real estate, and that and the term will go on its own.
Yeah. Well, you know, we are a fan of insurance to the extent it is a tax strategy. We use index universal life policies for some of the reasons I mentioned earlier, long-term health care riders, chronic illness riders can be placed on those policies, and we really don't care about the death benefit. Our average client will have had that advanced to them tax-free over the life of that policy. You know, we can take out distributions each year. They're not just not taxed. They're not even reported. There's not even a 1099-R if it's structured right. And it's not every index universal life, or we call it IUL for short. Right. It's got to be structured right, or everything you take out becomes taxable. So, you know, if you've already got term insurance, unless it's with one of the carriers that will convert that, which there are more than a few, over to index universal life, that's really the space we want to be in, because it's more than just a temporary coverage. It's long-term, and whether you use the long-term health care or the chronic illness providers, you know, it doesn't matter. You're covered. You can advance. The carrier will advance you funds out of your policy, the death benefit, to cover those expenses tax-free. Pretty powerful. Nick, I'm going to let you run. We're coming up to the end of the show. I appreciate your call in. Circle back to me next week. If you have other questions, be happy to answer them for you. Okay? Okay, well, that's the music is coming up to the final break. Not the final break, the end of the show. I've enjoyed it again. Look forward to next week. And, you know, feel free to email me after the show, Nathan@npross.com. Or go schedule a call. Both of those at the BAPlanner.com website. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.